time now for Inside the Huddle on WILO, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Ken will speak with coaches and players across the region. Your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance, and Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Today's show, we're going to have Clinton Central head football coach George Gilbert, who I think is in a pretty good mood today after he won last night. And then we're going to have the new Lafayette Aviators general manager, David Krakauer. He's going to be on at 9:30 to talk about the new season for the Lafayette Aviators. But before we get that far, we're going to discuss high school football with George Gilbert. George, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me again, Ken.
Not a problem. So, I take it the score doesn't look like close, but I take it you guys were pretty much in control all night.
We were. We decided we were going to defer last night because we didn't know what the weather conditions were. If we won the toss, we won the toss, we deferred. They have a freshman quarterback who's the coach's son, and he's a very athletic kid. Boy, they're going to be good, I think, down the road. They had several young players, and this young quarterback is really quick. They take the initial kickoff, run it back about midfield, and all of a sudden they got pretty good field position. They end up getting a couple first downs. They're down at our 20-yard line. Quarterback throws a ball to the end zone, and our sophomore safety, Leo DeLeon, intercepts the ball about the 5-yard line, and that was pretty much North White's night from that point on. Coach Boswell orchestrated a drive straight down the field, 10, 15, 20 yards a crack. We scored, got the 2-point conversion, we're up 8-0, and we were hitting on all cylinders. Defensively, our kids came out to play. We had some interesting things happen, obviously, and I shared a little bit with you prior to.
Right.
It's 5:15 on Thursday night. We're getting ready to go through our second phase of offense, which is a routine that we're working on timing. And my athletic trainer comes up and says, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you just lost your left halfback. Matthew Harker is an outstanding junior running back for us. Ended up having to deal with contact COVID protocol. He doesn't have COVID, but he was close enough to someone that was just diagnosed with COVID that we had to exercise protocol. And one thing we do out at Central is, and I think all schools are doing this across the board, we're being smart about stuff. So at that time, Matthew had to leave, but I also lose my freshman manager, who really doesn't act like a freshman manager. Amelia, his sister, is just an incredible young woman. She also had to go, and then we lost a student trainer also, Megan Webb, who also does an incredible job. So we lost two non-players that were pretty important to our team. Then obviously we lost our left halfback. But I walk up to our sophomore running back behind Matthew, and I said, in front of the team, I said, you got to step up now. We had the Talby board, Dayton Talby, who splits time with Matthew that could step in and start, but we had to have that third back. Otherwise, it could be a little testy in the course of the evening. So, no problems. Ethan's was cool with it. He hasn't had much offensive work. He's a starter on defense. Just an outstanding young man. And he came in, and last night he got in when we needed him to play and did exactly what we asked him to do. So, we were able to endure it. We lose Matthew for this week also. If we'd happened to beat Central Catholic in the second round, he would be able to come back for the sectional championship. So, obviously, we're all hoping that happens. But it's 14 days out with protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing you can do about it. It's across the board. Everybody's in the same boat. It hit us. We've been hit. You know, you look at our season, we're 5-2. We could very easily be 8-2 right now.
Mm-hmm.
but that's the way it goes. So I am just really elated that we're at where we're at. It's been a long time since Central has won a sectional game. We used to win it pretty handily, win sectional games quite often, but it's been a dry spell. So the victory last night was the first for this group to experience. Mm-hmm. And they come in at halftime. We're up big. Kids are pretty excited. So obviously, yeah, I let them go for a little while, and they said, all right, now, I've got to refocus.
Rate them back in.
But they did. And the boys out of Central, they listen extremely well. And a lot of that is the senior leadership. We have a group of boys that really have set the bar for future seniors to have to live up to. I think they have been outstanding all year. They get their butt chewed once in a while, but they take it like young men, and they fix the things that need to be fixed, and we move forward. But, you know, I haven't had to yell and scream at kids. A year ago, I was at a different school, and every night I had problems. I haven't had hardly any problems out at Central. Really proud of our young men. I have an interesting thing I want to add, Ken.
Okay.
Yesterday afternoon, we were surprised with pork burgers. Our parents had bought pork burgers. Guess who cooked the pork burgers? Our superintendent and our principal.
Yep.
You talk about a class act.
Right.
For those guys to take a couple hours out of their busy schedule. Didn't even say anything to anybody. It was behind the scene thing. I don't know if I'm going to upset them by mentioning it on the radio, but I don't think so. I think it's important that our community knows that's the kind of family that our superintendents tried to build. Mr. Romali and Mr. Smith are just outstanding leaders in our community and doing the little things.
Right.
And you know that yourself in business. Mm-hmm. It's the little things that really count up to make big things. And I was really impressed. They didn't even stay around to let the kids know who did it. I had to find out from the parents that these two guys went out there and did this for our team. And I really, really appreciate that. So, we'd like to start with the end of the game and work our way back for a change. We got a lot of kids in the game last night. And
that's
got
to help you.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, it was really fun to watch. We have a young woman on our team that last night was the first time she got in a varsity game. And that was neat for her. Carly Gorman got on the field last night, and I think it was a great experience for her. I think it was great seeing Camden Coverdale, a sophomore, get on the field. Zach Worthen, another sophomore, got on the field. Alex Schultz, a freshman, and Douglas Newton. These are young kids that really don't get a chance, and since our JV schedule was canceled, we were stuck. So they got on the field last night, and I know they were excited about getting the opportunity to play. We have a young man that's a junior, Jaden Fawcett, who happens behind two really good kids in his positions, and he's really talented. And I keep telling Jaden, I said, man, you're going to be the guy. I'm sure he's going, when, coach? but we got him on the field last night, and at one point in time, they break a long run, and the guy that caught them, who could have just taken the play off, he's a linebacker, he could have just let the flow go. Oh, no. He got in pursuit, and he tackled the kid from behind, looked up. Yep, it's Jaden Fawcett. These are the kind of things you really get excited about. Jalen Brock got on the field. He had been hurt a lot of the early part of the season, and the recovery has been a little slow, but he's a big guy and really helped us a lot. He's 6 foot, 280, and those are the kind of guys you really need in your program. And he came in the second half and played well for us. I thought it was a real good experience for him. Fife Deck got on the field last night. Fife came back. He's a senior, but he came back to football this year. And again, he's playing behind some really good athletes. But Fife got on the field and did a really nice job. He even broke up one pass, and I was pleased with that. So I was really excited to see our young guys and gal get on the field, get to experience high school football, and be a part of winning a sectional game. And people don't realize football is the toughest sport of all the sports to win a sectional. You got 3 weeks, and through that 3 weeks, you're going to go through just a gauntlet of different teams. So winning that first game is great. Now we got to look forward to the next game down the road, but obviously, you know, we we came out and we dominated. We had 535 yards of offense last night, over 500 yards on the ground. Just dominated. Anthony Ransford probably had, I think, one of his really more outstanding games last night. Couldn't be stopped. Anthony got sick early in the week, missed a day of practice. You know, when you have a senior miss practice, you know that he's really sick. Came back on Wednesday, and he goes, "Coach, I think I'm okay." Well, he's okay because he performed extremely well. He had over 250 yards rushing the ball, which is just amazing. And the guy that backed up Matthew, the Dobby boy, Dayton, he ended up with 162 yards and just had a wonderful night running the football. Our quarterback also had, he had over 70 yards. He didn't need to carry the ball at all. All he had to do was hand the ball off. But he had an opportunity to run several times, and Owen has really become a leader for our program, and I'm really proud of the effort that he has given us. I thought our flankers, Jacob Hall and Keegan Burnett, we're a little different most teams. Everybody has these wide receivers who their job is catch balls. Our number one job with our wide receivers that Coach Salem teaches is you have to block. And these guys do a great job. Work hard, do everything we ask them to do, and really had a good night. Defensively, it was lights out most of the night for them. They had some really good young receivers. They had a senior receiver is pretty talented. They had 37 yards on the ground. They had more yards in the air. That's okay. You beat us in the air, then you beat us. It still comes down. You got to be able to run the football if you're going to win consistently. Yeah. And we were able to shut them down pretty well.
So it looks like now you get to focus on Central Catholic. The game is at home for you next week. It's 7 o'clock start.
It is. And looking at what we've been able to accomplish here this year, we're 5-2. We could very easily be 8-2 right now. We're very pleased with where we're at. I think when you look at high school football, I think so oftentimes we miss talking about the kids that really make the difference in a football game, and that's linemen. And last night I thought our linemen again played really, really well on both sides of the ball. I talk about this all the time. Hunter Salem had another All-State night defensively. He had 10 tackles on the evening. They had to triple team our nose tackle, Brandon Primo. And because of that, then Hunter ran free pretty much all night. Riston Quick had another solid performance at defensive tackle and does a great job offensively. I'm sure our fans, we had more people there than North White did, and it's at their house. And that's the way Central football used to be, and I think we're back, and our people are excited about football. I thought our kids performed well for them. Jacob Ransford got to dress with us last night. Jacob's been injured all season long. He gets to play next week. We dressed him last night to count it as a practice and to get him a workout, and he couldn't play in the game, but this week he'll be available, and we'll try to get him into the lineup. Other seniors, Wyatt Royer played well for us. He came in defensively and did a great job for us. Logan Harris played solid again. I already talked about Jacob Hall and Keegan Burnett. All these seniors, the most important thing they bring for me as a head coach is they bring order and character. And those are the things that you can build any program with. As long as you have character. We had one penalty on the night. We had one fumble, which we got back. We talked to the kids about penalties and fumbles and tournament series, and our kids responded and had pretty much an air-free night. We probably could have scored more. I was a little disappointed on our two-point conversions. We didn't. You know, here we'd march the ball down the field, 6, 7, 10, 12 yards a crack, and then on the extra point attempt, the two-point conversions, we struggled a little bit. And I know Coach Boswell wasn't real excited about that. I'm sure he'll have something to say about that this week as we prepare for Central Catholic. Our younger players, Leo DeLeon, had 10 tackles on the night. He had an interception. Just played extremely well. Connor Lansford got in on the field and played well with us defensively. We have a young man who became available in the tournament series who I think is really going to be a player, and he had several big tackles last night, Hayden Pratt. So we had some young guys that really were able to raise the bar. Xander Hall had another big night for us. He had 10 tackles. Just comes out of out of nowhere makes plays. And then Kale Allball, one time Kale, he blocked a guy 40 yards, I think it was, and finally put the guy on his back. Guy grabbed his face mask, so he just kept driving him and finally knocked him down. Kale's become an excellent offensive guard for us. Next year I have plans. He'll have to go both ways. He's just that much of a talented athlete. So, yeah, we got to talk about Catholic and go from there.
Well, that's what we're going to do after we take a little bit of a break now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
WILO wants to hear from you. Let us know your opinion by sending us an email. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on Sound Off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on the local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I like things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Our in-studio guest is Clinton Central head football coach George Gilbert, who after his Bulldogs beat North White 39-7 last night, now they get a chance to play the defending state champion, Lafayette Central Catholic. The game is at home, though, as we've said, next Friday night, 7 o'clock, and Central Catholic, you know, as you say, the tight for a half, and then they kind of put it away in the second half as they won 35-12 last night against Frontier.
Yeah, you know, when we saw the halftime score, we thought, wow, this is great for us, because that means the team that we beat is competing with Central Catholic. And I've spent a lot of time on Central Catholic already. I think I shared with our fans and you that usually I work a week ahead to the big game, and I've been working on Central Catholic for a while. My staff doesn't. Their job is to stay focused on the team at hand. I usually do, with the North White game, I worked last weekend in preparation, and then I was done with that, turned it over to my assistants, and listened to what they wanted to do, and we adjusted our plan from there. And then I spent the entire week in starting to prepare for Central Catholic. We got all of their films and started cutting film and looking for tendencies and stuff. And that's just part of the business. You know, you have to play it forward. You have to keep working toward the end. And, you know, it's not that you're looking beyond an opponent, but I think when you have as many quality staff members as I have, I'm really blessed, to be quite honest, Ken.
Yeah.
Well, the guy's been with me forever. We know sometimes without even talking what the other guy's thinking. I walked up to Coach Kennedy last night at one point. I said, we really need to blitz one of our inside backers on this upcoming play. And he said, sorry, call, Coach. So that's neat.
Yeah.
When those things happen. And every once in a while, my top assistants like to hide from me, and I have to search out for them. Because I think they would much rather me just stay at the other end of the field. And I need to do that quite a bit, and I usually do. I stay close to the officials. I make sure that our box is clean and we're getting things done. But when assistant coaches coach, oh my goodness, now you got a bunch of minds working out there instead of just one. And it's been a blessing. But yeah, now the defending state champion comes to Central. They've had some issues with the COVID stuff. I have no idea who played last night. They have had kind of a changing schedule. They had one game, they had 11 guys on the sidelines. Another game, they'd have 25 guys on the sidelines, plus guys playing. They have a 50-man roster, so I don't know what to expect. I do know their quarterback is back from last year. He's a 6'5 guy that he just rose incredibly well, incredibly accurate. And they put him in the deep shotgun. So he's 6 yards deep when he starts, takes a couple steps. He's 8 yards deep, so it's hard to get to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just picks people apart. He's really talented. So we got to be able to put a rush on him. We got to be able to force him to get out of his game plan. And we got to cover all their really talented young receivers. So it's going to be a task. You know, the last time I played Central Catholic at Clinton Central, they were undefeated. Came into Central. Highly toted. I think they ranked number 2 in the state at that time. And then we beat them that night. Last second play, they decided to go for 2. We stopped. I think we won 28-27. It was a big victory for Central. And we've had some years where I remember one year we played them in the regular season. They beat us 48-6. They come out to our house and we beat them 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
But weather had something to do with it. So, you know, if the good Lord wants it to rain or snow or have 40-mile-an-hour winds next Friday night, I will be the guy that will be very, very happy because that would change the whole scope of what they could do.
How different do you think does a team, of course, last year they got hot this time of year, and that's when they started rolling. And now they're kind of doing the same thing this year because they only played like, this will be their third straight game in a row. Mm-hmm. Which I think is the first time that's happened for them all year. So, you know, how much of a difference does it make, you know, the fact they're starting to play normally now? They've only played 6 games a year. Does that help you or hurt you?
I think it doesn't. I don't know if that makes a difference. It comes down to the athletes and preparation and how well they're coached. You know, everybody has excuses when things don't go well, and the quality coaches don't give those excuses.
Right.
They take it and they get better. And Central Catholic has an outstanding coaching staff, and they bring the top people in over there. And they have all these kids that are very athletic. They have all the Lafayette Diocese that they get to choose kids from, and they have a wonderful area to be able to get kids to come to Central Catholic. So I don't know how much that has to do with it. I do know they're very well coached. They're very fundamental. They like to throw the ball around, and what they do is what I call control running. So they're going to do a lot of screens, a lot of short stuff underneath to get the ball in the hands of their people and just let them run.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to what we would do with pitches or handoffs, they do by throwing the ball forward. Defensively, they have outstanding kids. They run the ball well. I'm hoping they don't improve a whole lot defensively. They've done a little bit of sit and catch. If they sit and catch us, it'll be a game. I'll tell you what, our kids play smash-mouth football. We always play smash-mouth football at Central, and it really is smash-mouth football. We're going to run right at you, and it's up to you. Everybody says, well, Gilbert's football is so simple that anybody can stop it. Well, you know.
Probably they haven't.
41 years, and we've averaged over 30 points a game across the board over those 41 years. I don't know if there's a whole lot of coaches can have a bragging right like that, like we have. Now, we've struggled at different schools with defense, but when our defense is solid, we win football games. And right now, our defense has been playing extremely well. We haven't played quite like the kid we're going to see this week with his talent level, but we're hoping that we can get to him and force him to move a little bit. He's a pocket thrower, kind of like what the Colts have.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get Rivers out on the edge, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
He's got to sit back there and pick you apart. So we're hoping that we can get this guy moving around a little bit. Tipton did a real good job of getting him moving, and it seemed to help them. So it's going to come down to how well we can play defensively or how well we can move the ball, keep control of the ball, and keep their offense off the field.
And as we've always said, turnovers and penalties usually decide the outcome in games like this.
It does. And, you know, you hope that it's air-free football and the best team wins. People worry too much about things you can't control. And I've told the kids all year, let's put the blinders on, let's worry about central football. And our boys have done a wonderful job. When we practice, it's a joy. I think if people want to see what good high school football is all about, come watch our practice. I was talking to Tri-Central's football coach this week. You know, we beat them last week, and him and I are close friends. And he was telling me that they haven't changed anything in their practice protocol from when we were there. So when we go out to practice, there's two programs right now doing the exact same thing, exact same time, every day of practice. Our boys, they know exactly what drills we're going to do. They go to work. Everything has to be speed-orientated. They know if they're not moving fast enough, we have to do it again. So they want to do it one time instead of three times, and that's kind of how we do stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think you can ever settle for doing things halfway. If something's not right, you fix it, and you do it till it's right. And our boys have really became part of what we believe in that type of program. And I think in the future that we're going to get a lot more kids out for football. Everybody's talking about football. We have great show up of fans. Football is back, I think, at Central, and we're just so doggone tickled to be a part of all this.
You know, and you were talking about Tri-Central. They had a big double overtime win on the road last night. They beat Westdale by 2, 30-28. So
it was a great win. Shane and I talked about 12 o'clock last night, and he's pretty elated. Those are the games that define coaches. You know, some you lose, and you got to take it on the chin, and probably it's because of what you did. When you win them, you can get a little cocky, your head can swell, and you can feel good.
That's right. And I think we ought to, before you get out of here, I think we ought to talk about the other side of the bracket for where you're going to be, because the winner of your game gets, you know, Clinton Prairie or Traitor's Point, and then those two played early the second week of the season, so.
Yeah, early in the season, Traitor Point got them, I think, 13-12, if I remember right. But Clinton Prairie's been getting better. Our high school principal was at Prairie before he came and coached over their program. And he told me this week, he said, they're going to make the sectional championship. And I totally agree. They're well coached. They have one of the better quarterbacks in the entire area.
Yeah, they do.
The kid is really talented. So I think they're going to have a real good shot at beating Traitor's Point and make the championship, which really defines who they are, because they've had a rough season. They could have just walked away.
Yeah, they did.
And they haven't. I mean, they're still around, and you know those kids have to be excited right now.
You know, and when you're a team like that, you're playing with, you know, full deck, because you got nothing to lose.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. So you can play loose, but you still got to play disciplined, and that's what the coach has to do, because you can't handle it when kids start to do their own thing. You still got to be able to fall into the program and do the things the right way. And I think Prairie has a really good opportunity to make the sectional championship, and I think that's great for our conference. I think it's great for Clinton County, and I would love to see Central playing Prairie sectional championship.
I think a lot of people like to see that, because we're all tired. You know, we've been tired of Central Catholic forever.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's a great program. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying we're tired of it.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to give it a shot. And, again, I have a pretty good track record over the years against Central Catholic as far as having success. So I'm excited about getting the opportunity to play. These are the games we live for. I told the boys after the game, this is what football is all about, high school athletics, competition. We go in, we give it our best, we win. Wow. If we lose, we gave it our all. We've had a great season. We have no regrets. Just leave it on the field.
Okay. George, thanks much for the time as always. Greatly appreciated. Congratulations on last night, and good luck again next week.
Again, thanks for having me, Ken. It's always a joy.
All right. Take care of yourself. That's been George Gilbert, the head football coach at Clinton Central. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Casper, and Tony Theofanis.